There is a set of, see, every class has the reading involves, the main reading is 20 to 25 pages of class notes that I've prepared ahead of time for every class. And most students, I think, have the class notes open, and they amend them as they listen. And I've effectively written the textbook that I'll never publish, and I amend every year. Because the student found, and that actually leads to a lot of the discussion, that's a key piece of this too, is the way that notes are organized is there's, you know, this kind of an introduction that mentions a policy problem to try and get them interested. Then there'd be a discussion of the conceptual tool. It might be supply and demand. Then there would be a numerical application or a graphical application applying the tools to a particular policy problem. Then there'd be what we call gray box questions, which would be applications of the tools to particular policy problems. They often come from old exams that I've made up. And I ask the students to prepare answers to the gray box questions. I don't do cold calling because some of them are pretty hard, because this is new material they're learning. But most everybody does prepare answers. And we spend a lot of time talking about the gray box questions, the answers to the gray box questions in class. So that's, again, one more time where people know ahead of time how to prepare. Mm-hmm. And I think that's absolutely critical. That's why I think it is a real mistake if you give people more to read than you can actually discuss. Because then what's the incentive to prepare? So I try and be sure that everything that I ask them to prepare, we discuss in detail. So they feel that their preparation paid off.